Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is the one player you wouldn't touch in this year's NFL draft? Let's do that at 8 o'clock, but right now, the Baltimore Orioles, 8-10. Grayson Rodriguez set back at his rehab. We haven't heard a whole lot about Zach Eflin as far as the timetable for his return. You got a closer that can't pitch back-to-back days. Jordan Westberg is scuffling. Are you starting to get the impression, Ed Norris, that this just may not be the Orioles' year?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think the injuries more than anything else. When Grayson's latest news kind of a little deflating, because sometimes it's just not your year. You know, we've seen this. You know, we've seen it in every sport where really good teams, because of, you know, the injury just kind of go right through the locker room or clubhouse in this case, and it's not your year. It's early, so I'm not even absolutely positively not hitting the panic button because a lot can happen. You were one tenth through the season. That means 90% is left. A lot of baseball to play. I'm not worried, but I'm starting to get a little concerned about it because I'm watching some of the your most important pieces. You know, not on the field.
Jeremy, the Orioles right now have 8 wins. The best team in their division has 12. Nope, I'm not at that point.
I'm not either.
I got to be honest with you. That hasn't even entered my mind.
Well,
that it's not their year. To me, if you are in this position and you're still 2 games under, 4 games under .500, and you're in June, then we have problems. But I wouldn't be surprised if this team on April 18th is over .500 before the end of the month.
Yeah, look, and I go back to when the Nats won the World Series. If we hadn't had what we had and they shortened the season or whatever, they wouldn't have made the playoffs. And then they went on to win the World Series. And I'm not saying that's exactly what happens with the Orioles. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't concerned about starting pitching. I think everybody has to be. Your two best pitchers are hurt. You got another one that's coming back, but we don't know what he's going to look like.
Right.
And is that going to be June? As Ed pointed out, the news with Grayson does not look good. And is this a different injury? Is this affecting the same thing? I know that, you know, we're going to have to wait and find out if he can actually pitch. But I said this looked eerily similar to what Gerrit Cole went through last year. And look where he's at now.
And the way the American League is stacking up, but especially this division, this could be one of those years, and I said it early in the week, first team to 90 wins the division in terms of wins. I just don't think this is one of those traditional 95-plus win years for the AL East. I don't think the teams are bad. Like last year, 94 wins won a division. It may take the 91 that the Orioles had in second place last year to win a division. I don't think the division is bad. I just think it's that balanced. I don't think it's stacked in terms of, oh, it's a phenomenal division. No, I just think it's very balanced in terms of the talent level.
Who's in first place right now? Toronto?
Yankees.
The Yankees are in first place now.
Yeah, 12-7. Toronto is 11-8.
So, again, Toronto, I do not expect them to be up there at the end, but it could be wrong. Maybe their pitching holds up and they're better than we think. And a lot of this is going to depend on who flinches first, who makes the move that can help put them over the top. If all these teams are kind of muddled together within, whatever, 8 games of each other throughout the course of the year, there's going to be one that eventually falls off. Maybe it's your team, maybe it's not. But all those teams in there, and then all of a sudden you add something at the trade deadline, something of significance.
Which I think they will.
That can help put you over the top. I'm just wondering, I keep bringing up Kobe Mayo because, again, the guy's done everything he has to do at AAA. He's absolutely killing it. So are you capitalizing on the situation and trying to trade him and get something for him? Or are you eventually going to see him at the major league level? Now, I think it's going to be the major league level. But again, this is one of those things because they're not trading Bisaccia. And if they had to pick one of the three, I think it would be Kobe Mayo.
The Orioles are one of four teams in the American League East whose run differential is plus. The only team that's negative, the Boston Red Sox. They're minus 11, which is odd because they're 10-10. The Orioles are two games under 500, and they're on the plus side.
You know what's really odd? Every team in the West, including the Texas Rangers at first, have a negative run differential. It's bizarre. If you look around the league, it's weird.
And the Rangers are five games over 500. And
that's it. Best team in the division. Yeah. And the Tigers, too. I mean, Tigers, the only team with a positive run differential. The next four teams, you know, Guardians, Royals, Twins, White Sox, all negative in double digits. You look throughout the same National East, Mets are above, positive differential. The next four teams, despite the 11-8 Phillies, negative run differential. It's weird.
Okay, let me take it one step further, Ed. We're talking about like you could only win a division. All of the teams that are ahead of the Orioles in the wild card, Orioles are actually like one game back of the wild card right now. And I know that's, we're talking, is this not the year? You got to look at all the possibilities. Out of all the teams that are in front of the Orioles, only the Blue Jays have a plus run differential. Every other team in front of them is negative. This I just can't go into the mindset of, man, this might not be their year. If it's not the Orioles' year, then whose year is it? It's nobody's year right now. If it's not them.
I'm not looking at the record or any of this stuff for it's not the year because I think it's silly to do it this time of year. I'm looking just at what I'm seeing, especially the pitching staff. I just don't see this team, you know, if we have one guy gets a sore shoulder now, you're going to have like a broken rotation. I don't see us really having a great season the way the pitching stacks up now, especially with Grayson's news. That's what I'm looking at. It's just because you need it. And I'm frankly, I look at the American League and maybe they will do okay because I'm looking, who's the best team in the American League now? You want to say the Yankees, the Rangers? I don't know.
You just made my point with the second comment you made. Because I'm not looking at the record either. I'm looking at the situation just like you. But if three teams got to make the wild card, who?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I mean, who do you trust? We've seen the Guardians. Eh? We've seen the Royals. I think they're going to be a good team by season's end, but how much better?
I hope the Tigers add a few bats at the trade deadline.
I hope the Tigers are for real. They're another team, I think, that needs to be good.
I mean, the
Lakers of basketball.
The Jays don't impress me. The Red Sox, we've seen them. They don't impress me. I mean, it's hard for me to say, even with what the Orioles have going on right now, that I can say it's not their year yet because I'm not impressed with anybody in the American League. I'm with you, Ed. It's not their record. Don't get me wrong. If they were, 4-14 like the White Sox, then yeah, it would be their record. It would definitely be their record then. But it's more of no one impresses me in the American League right now.
Yeah. No one does either. I think the National League has like three or four teams better than anybody in the American League. Honestly, the West is just the Padres look fantastic. Dodgers are Dodgers. I just think there's better teams in the National League right now.
I like this Cubs team a lot, and it sucks that they lost Justin Steele. But when you look at the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Padres, what do we want to throw? The Phillies, the Mets. God knows if the Braves are going to get back into it. I fully believe they are. They're too talented not to. But you look at those teams. Yeah, there's a lot of top-tier teams in the National League, but I still feel like we're going to see the top-tier teams in the American League eventually. It may not have the differential that we see in the National League, and I do think the American League can win the World Series this year. I don't think it's oh my God, those four teams are so good. But you got to admit, I mean, if you look at the Dodgers right now, you're going, what all-star team is that? Is that the West or the East? Is it the National League, the American League? Their team is a damn all-star team, and you're going to have to beat that.
World of Stupid with Jeremy Conn at 8:15, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Are you starting to get the feeling that this just isn't the Orioles' year? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Taking your phone calls, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Are you starting to get the feeling that this just isn't the Orioles' year? As I said before, looking at the American League. I don't believe that you make assessments like that without knowing what everybody else is doing. And right now, knowing what the rest of the American League is doing, no, I don't get that impression, because there's no one that I see putting the Orioles to rest right now. And I don't believe that for the rest of the season, Jeremy, that they are a team that's going to be two games under 500. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't either. you might be right, but when we get to the end of the season, maybe it is the teams that have weaker divisions that end up sneaking in, mm-hmm. and you have these teams, you're going, man, how did we miss the playoffs over that team? But this division, these teams are all going to beat up on each other. Yeah. It's a matter of how you do within your own division, and the fact that you have so many games with the teams that are ahead of you right now, and I do think this team's going to get better as the season goes along. Doesn't mean the others won't, but I do think they're going to make some moves this year to better this team. We'll see. People call me too optimistic sometimes. I try to be a realist. It's 162 games, and to say that anything is factually going to happen right now is ridiculous.
That's not the question, though. The question was, how do you feel? You know, let's back up too. I didn't say this is what I thought was going to happen, but I said I'm starting to get that feeling because I'm watching the way the injuries are falling, and that to me means, and by not your year means you're not going to win at all. You just don't have what
it
takes
to win
at all.
Well, it ain't been their year in 40-some years then.
Well, it hasn't.
Well, my definition.
But it really, seriously, you look at it, Rob was always fond of saying the eye test, like with Hall of Fame players. You don't need to look at stats. It's, you know, the eye test. I'm watching the team. I'm going, I don't know, man. They may be an 87, 90-win team, but I just don't see it until, and especially with all these, injuries. I just don't like what I see pitching-wise.
Well, and my definition of not being there yet is get to the playoffs. I still think this is a playoff team. Let's go to Bel Air, Rashawn in Bel Air.
The hell?
Rashawn, you're in Bel Air?
Hell no, I ain't no Bel Air, man. I'll never go up them parts, man.
Rashawn, I think you got a little bougie and all of a sudden moved out of Bel Air because Joe didn't make that mistake.
You told him Bel Air. Never. He must be high or something, man. He took one of Jeremy, you know.
No, you high. High up, man. 95 in Bel Air.
I ain't sharing. What are you talking about?
Nah, man, I don't go up in the parts, man. They pull you for nothing out there, you know. Yeah, I know what I mean, too, man.
I don't think we ever had Rashawn.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never been pulled over out there.
Yeah, I bet you haven't, you know.
Well, Rashawn had to go up. He had to high-five the other black guys so he could leave.
Let's be honest for a second. I know about 10 white folks that got DUIs in Bel Air.
I think I know
they. Yeah. They are equal opportunities on them DUIs.
I think,
man.
I know it's one that has five of them.
Especially that Looney's up in Bel Air, man. Oh, my God. They do this to the south of the parking lot, man.
They will get you up in Bel Air, man.
I was in a fantasy football draft where the guys used to put how many DUIs they had above their name. And because I had zero, they made fun of me.
Really?
Man.
Look at this amateur. Yeah. Dudley Do-Right over here. What's on your virus, y'all?
Hey, man, you know, but I like that slogan, man. You know about, you know, is it that year? You know, because I use it a lot, you know, with the Cowboys. You know, it's that year every year.
Oh, Lord.
But I think it could be. I'm glad you defined it, Rob, because when you say that, yeah, I think definitely they can make it to the playoffs, you know. I thought y'all were saying it's that year as far as winning the World Series, you know. Like, I don't think that's how I took it, actually. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to reach that point. But we got a lot. You got to be optimistic. You know, I'm not, you know, a negative guy like that trippy Lockefour. You know, that's what I call him now. You know, it's trippy like a fool because he's so negative, man. but yeah, you know, we're going to get some pitching back. Bradish is going to come back eventually.
Did you just nickname him TLC? Back. Is that what you just did?
Yeah, exactly. That's his new name now, man, because he's so damn negative, man. And, you know, but yeah, like I said, we're getting Bradish back. I think Gibson is going to be, you know, he's going to give us some good games. Better than what Morton is doing. I would say that. And Grayson, with the thing with the shoulder, is that going to be something significant they're saying, or any other reports coming out with that?
Now, if the question was, are you getting the feeling that this is not going to be Grayson's year? I would say, yes, I'm getting that feeling because I'm leaning towards we can't rely on Grayson this year. That's what I'm leaning towards.
Yeah, definitely not, man. But,
hey, Trippy, Rashawn, it's long enough, man. You got to go. Go back to Bel Air, man. You got to go. Long enough.
Damn.
Man, you had to go.
Gotta go.
Yeah, I'm getting the feeling about Grayson though.
Yeah.
If you put Grayson in that and take the Orioles out, then I would say, yeah, I'm getting that feeling about him.
But, like, you know, it's the same way. I hate talking about this because it's one show and bringing up something from another show. Like, I don't think Lock and Four thinks he's negative. I think he's being a realist according to how he sees it. The same way I think I'm being a realist and people think I'm an optimist.
Yeah,
you know,
it's an opinion show. I mean, that's his opinion, your opinion. We all have our own opinions. Doesn't mean you're right or wrong.
No, mine's usually right. It's just, it's, oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Like,
no.
Like you've been right on Morton. Yeah.
Hey, that wasn't me. That was my algorithm.
Your algorithm.
Son of a bitch. Morton and Salt Guy. No, but like, again, when you start looking at a baseball season, I feel like it, to take such a small sample size, have we played more than 10% of the season yet?
10% is where you are.
Roughly, right? So yeah. It's... This doesn't define who you still have to play all these other teams. You haven't played these horrible ass teams. You haven't even played some of the teams that don't know they're horrible yet. And I think things are vastly going to change. The one thing with this team, and what I agree with Ed, and like when you start looking at the starting pitch and you're like, that's not getting it done in the postseason. It's not. So there has to be some changes there. Maybe it's just getting healthy.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, it's, I can't debate with Ed or anybody else who says, no, I don't feel it's their year because of all those things. Not only that, but there's evidence to suggest that they could be right.
Mm-hmm.
There is. I mean, the evidence to suggest that it could be their year is, you know, the hard contact. They just won a couple of games in a row, two good pitching performances. You can say, well, Rob, there's only two games. Well, it's two out of 18 games. They haven't played a lot of games. They had some other good pitching performances before the last two as well. But, like, Ed's talking about the injuries. Okay, is Jordan Westberg going to turn around? I don't know. Are they going to replace Cionel Perez? Because you can't hide a guy in the bullpen on a contending team. Are they going to replace him? Because I don't think he's going to turn around. So there's enough stacked against this team right now for you to wonder whether or not this is going to be the year. I just don't feel that way.
Yeah.
But I can understand that you do. Because there's a lot going on. I guess for me, I'm looking at the rest of the American League and thinking, yeah, I hear you on all those things, but tell me who you're scared of. I mean, it's not so much that I think the Orioles are a juggernaut. It's just the fact that I don't believe there are any. Or they're so balanced and so similar to one another that they're just going to beat up on one another through the rest of the year. You pointed out, Ed, no one in the American League West, the Texas Rangers are 12-7. And their run differential is minus 11. Come on, man.
Yeah.
How are you five games over 500 and negative 11? Yeah. That means when they get beat, they get whooped. That's what that means.
And it means when they're winning, they're probably squeaking by with one run games.
Yeah.
And that's why the Cubs, you know, like Jeremy said, I'll be honest, I still can't wrap the Cubs around my mind that they're as good. But they have the second best run differential in the majors, right behind the Padres, one run, 37-36. So they're beating people.
They beat the Padres more times than the Padres beat them, yeah. I think, or it's split now.